Julia Collins is the company's founder and chief executive officer. Her business can spend money on better food products because it does not have to pay the robots. We spend less money on repetitive labor, she says. The important question for the company's success is, how does the pizza taste? Charity Suzuki has bought the robot-made pizza. She likes its taste. It's delicious. It's always hot and fresh when it comes. I mean, it's great that they're making it, but I can't tell the difference that it's made by a robot versus a human. Other food preparation businesses are experimenting with robots. A company called BistroBot uses robots to make sandwiches. Its first machine is in a small store just south of San Francisco. Right now, the machine only makes sandwiches with ingredients like peanut butter, jelly, Nutella, and a spicy chili sauce. Each sandwich costs just $2. BistroBot's founder and CEO, Jay Repperts, said the robot works faster and costs less than restaurant workers. It is also fun to watch. It's just this really fun experience to share with people, he said. The companies say they are developing robots so people can get higher quality food faster. But what about the jobs the robots are taking from humans? Ken Goldberg is a professor at the University of California in Berkeley. He also directs the school's automation laboratory. Goldberg said researchers have been working with robots for 50 years. He said that while there has been progress, the jobs are not going to disappear right away. I want to reassure restaurant workers that the skills that they have are still going to be of value, Goldberg said. Alex Garden is the chairman of Zoom. He thinks there will be more interesting work for humans to do when the robots start performing some of the smaller jobs. We're going to eliminate boring, repetitive, dangerous jobs, and we're going to free up people to do things that are higher value. There's going to be amazing new ways of working that don't exist yet that are going to be created.